All right. Well, thanks everybody for being on, and glad that you're listening in. Normally we do these calls on the front end of the month, but with July 4th and all that, I figured I'd try to squeeze this in between video shoots. So we had California last week, we had Orlando yesterday, and we have Hawaii tomorrow. So kind of felt like this might be the best kind of little window here to say hello to everybody, to give everybody an update. We got a gazillion things going on. So as I normally do on these calls, I want to, you know, do a little presenting and talking for 10, 15 minutes, take some questions, and then do the same again for 10, 15 minutes and take some questions, and, you know, we'll continue on that way. And so what I wanted to do was to, you know, number one, give just kind of an overall corporate update before we started talking about convention, beginning with David Sandoval. So for those of you who have been keeping up with Facebook, you may have seen or heard that Dave's property was part of or right around that Lake Isabella Erskine fire in California. And it was a terrible fire, a couple hundred homes burned, and Dave's place was right on the edge of it. Believe it or not, for those of you who have been there, the giant log at the front of the driveway where you had those like photo shoots and stuff, I guess burned to a crisp. So that's how close the fire was to his place. It was like on his front door. But somehow all of the structures, all the buildings are untouched. So I don't think any of the teepees burned down. I don't think any of the barns or houses or anything burned down, which is really, really fortunate. But obviously there's lots of devastation. I think the electricity's out. I think the phone lines are out. And, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of burned trees and, you know, wildlife and everything that suffered quite a bit. So it's a really, really sad situation, but Dave's safe. He was evacuated early, and you know, it looks as though his place is going to be, you know, certainly need some cleanup, but you know, relatively untouched, at least the structure. So that's fantastic news. So for those who are looking for an update, I'll wait for something more official. I haven't talked to Dave in a couple of days, but you know, Rodney was just up there and he's coming back today, so I'll get more of a complete update. But anyway, luckily Dave's safe and his place is relatively safe. So as far as other major updates just on the corporate side besides convention, Europe. So we had a couple of fantastic events over in Europe. You know, we had a Saturday, Sunday in Germany, nearly 200 people, and then in Cardiff, Wales, nearly 100 people. Lots of enthusiasm. Businesses up over there all across the board. And they're anxiously awaiting two things, which is the rollout of new websites. And I just wanted to clarify, too, when we talk about new websites, we're talking about a new marketing website in German, which would be similar to our current website, a new back office in both German and in English, and then importantly, some cleanup in regards to VAT taxes and having those things shown more correctly, credit card processing. So there's just a lot of operational and logistical things that this new system will clean up as well. So we were hoping to have that done by the end of the month. It does not look like we're going to be going live tomorrow, and waiting for kind of an official announcement from Amy. But certainly we're weeks away, not months away, from finally getting that live. And the compensation plan is the other thing that we've been focused on with Europe. And that looks like it'll go live on August 1st. So there's still a lot of details that need to be cleaned up. Debbie's done a fantastic job of, you know, doing all the testing and getting everything together. So, you know, that normally is a very, very difficult process, and she's done a great job having done that with the U.S. once before. So the comp plan in Europe is going to be quite similar to the comp plan in the U.S., and there's only going to be a couple of little differences, and I will record an audio to let people know what those differences are. But, you know, all the ranks will be the same, all the names will be the same, all the volume requirements for the ranks will be the same, you know, and the basic structure of the Unilevel and the lifestyle bonuses and the pools and all those things will be the same. We are going to keep the pool separate, at least for now, where you know Europeans will participate in the European pools and people in the U.S. and Canada will be participating in the U.S. and Canadian pools. And at least tentatively, the game plan for rolling out the Purium brand in Europe will be in 2017. You know, we've been sensitive to, number one, not put the Purium brand on, you know, a business model that was pretty funky and remedial, rudimentary. And number two is, of course, you know that we're redoing the logo. And so, you know, I think our patience is going to pay off in that regard, that we can really implement the logo in a great way here in the U.S. and update websites and other things and really start to get a whole new look and feel for the brand, and then with that, you know, take that over to Europe as a major initiative in 2017. So, you know, they're going to remain, you know, probably 6 months to a year behind us. You know, we did introduce the kids products, and it looks like the skincare products will be introduced next year, probably in the spring. So, you know, I think that we're going to try to get them on a more promotional calendar where we do, you know, a few events a year. I mean, they were just doing one event in Germany once a year and not really doing a lot of conference calls, not doing a lot of emails, not doing a lot of announcements. And so I think now that the websites are going to get fixed, the compensation plan is going to be put in place, and ultimately the Purium brand is going to be put on the business, we'll be in good shape. So, you know, I still think we're a little bit away, and we have a lot of work to do, obviously, in the U.S. and Canada to get back to our cadence and get back to, you know, running fast, and we'll be talking about that as the call goes on here. So I'm not at all advocating that people start to take their eye off the ball and start to recruit into Germany or Austria or the U.K., not at all. But what I am saying is that once we get going, not if we get going, but once we get going here running fast again, in September and October and November and into January and February and March of next year, it'll be very exciting and to kind of walk right into that momentum being a global momentum where we'll be able to, you know, to take that and carry that brand and carry that excitement over into the UK and into Austria and Germany and other places. So anyway, the events were very good, and we're just tying down a lot of details. You know, and unfortunately we end up sometimes getting stuff kind of backed on top of stuff. So we're trying to get the European stuff out the door as we're rolling into convention. The one other update that I have for you that's not convention related, is we're trying to get the Super Amino 23 special extended. So I don't have official word on that yet, but, we are pushing pretty hard for Dr. Luca to extend that through convention. So, you know, that's been a popular promotion, of course, here for this month. And, you know, hopefully will allow us to, you know, continue with some good promotional items. In fact, next month we have a pretty interesting little promotion as well. We're going to be promoting three different green drinks. I believe it's the organic spirulina, the organic barley juice, and the organic green kamut. And if you buy any of those items, you'll get a shaker bottle for free if you're a PLC member. So so that, along with the Super Amino 23, should be a couple of good specials for next month. And, you know, at this point, obviously, everyone's got their holding their breath and, you know, focused on and excited about convention. You know, that's what I want a good bit of this call to be about. But I just wanted to give you a couple of just overall updates about what's happening, you know, from the corporate side, especially in Europe, since we invested some time and money and effort to be over there and really just trying to wrap that up so we can get them rolling going into the fall, along with us rolling going into the fall. So, anyway, before we talk about convention, if anyone has any comments, questions about Europe or about product specials or about anything between now and convention, I'm going to put it in Q&A mode so we don't open the whole line up. If you got any comments or questions, just hit star 6. Star 6, if you've got any questions or comments about what we're doing leading up to convention, Europe, product specials, anything else. Otherwise, I'm going to roll back in.
Dave, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, just real quick about Europe. Are there any leaders or Facebook groups or anyone that we could plug our people into? And, like, who are the main leaders in the different countries? What are the countries that are, like, the main?
Sure. So, you know, most of the business has been in Germany and Austria, and the leaders in Germany and Austria are husband and wife team, Michael and Martina Friedinger. And, you know, they've been involved with Perium since, I think, 2005 or something. I'm not sure if Michael's going to be coming to convention. He's been to the last couple of conventions. He may or may not be coming again. He's got kind of long, curly, blonde hair. But his last name is Friedinger, Friedinger. And then we've got the main UK group is under Troy Casey, you know, which leads up through Michael Mazes and Christopher Taylor. Christopher Taylor, Michael Mazes, and that team up through Jody and Kathy and Ian. The leaders over there are Andy Mills and Pete Milner. You know, as far as plugging into Facebook groups or other things, I think that, you know, we just hired some new communication staff, just a couple people. But ultimately, I think we're going to have some more involvement in trying to help the Europeans organize their kind of sales and marketing efforts, their events, their communications, et cetera. Michael and Martina are direct to the company, so there's no kind of crown upline from the U.S., but the UK team, Andy, and those guys kind of come up through Troy Casey, Christopher Taylor, Michael Mazes, Jody and Kathy,
okay.
Ian.
And the comp plan is the same as ours now?
It's going to be very similar to ours. So it looks like it'll be transitioning August 1st.
August 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ranks will all be the same. I mean, we'll have lifestyle bonuses, tools, you know. There's just going to be the customer program's a little different. The Gold Rush is a little different. They're just, for legal reasons and other reasons, there are just a handful of things that are different. But the document looks almost exactly the same. So.
Okay.
And then importantly for everyone to know is that, you know, you don't need a separate backup order in Europe. You don't need a separate starter kit in Europe. All of your legs will count either way. So if you've got a leg that's growing in the UK, that's going to count for your structure. So, I mean, from a compensation plan perspective, even though the prices are different, even though the plan has a couple of different tweaks, basically everything is seamless as far as, you know, the volume and all that kind of stuff. And actually, once we launch the comp plan, we are running a promotion where their qualifying volume will be higher for a period of time. And we're hoping that that's really going to excite them to build quickly because they're going to try to hit ranks faster. Because right now their prices are much higher, but their QV is like pretty much like the same as their price. And so anyway, we're going to try to keep that up pretty high for 3 to 6 months, and have them build very fast, and hopefully we'll see some. You know, some achievement of ranks and people growing over there in Europe and making some decent money. Right now, you know, we don't have a lot of people making a lot of money over there, but hopefully that'll start.
And then real quick, sorry to monopolize this question, but real quick, what is the time, the shipping time, and where are the distribution centers?
The distribution centers in Austria.
Okay.
And
another one?
Yeah, so say that again.
It's just Austria.
Yeah, just Austria. So,
okay.
I mean, Europe is, like, physically smaller than the U.S., so, I mean,
right.
You know, so it's going to be quite similar, just like Long Beach or whatever. I mean, so Austria, you know, if they're in Austria or Germany, it's going to be very fast shipping time. If they're in the UK, I think it's like, you know, maybe 4 business days, kind of just like shipping okay. from West Coast to East Coast. So kind of similar.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good questions. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions about stuff leading up to, running into convention? If not, I'm going to roll in the convention stuff.
Dave, it's Alana. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. I'm
hey.
Just wondering if the PLC monthly specials will also be the same for Germany and
Europe. It's a really good question. I think at this point, they're not. You know, they're going to have a loyalty customer program, which will have the ability to have backup orders, but it's going to be a little bit less of, like, their culture. So it's, like, probably the biggest difference is just kind of how they treat members and customers, some of it for legal reasons. And so, So at this point, the answer is no. At some point, maybe, and it would make sense. So as we start to kind of try to unify the brand and try to unify the communications and other things and really make it a global company, that would be a good thing to try to coordinate. But for right now, no.
Okay. Thank you.
So, good question.
David?
Okay.
Dana?
Yeah. Hey.
I'm wondering about Norway, if the team members in Europe have any tricks or anything to make getting it into Norway easier, and also what you guys normally do as a practice for Norway.
So Norway is really tricky in that it's not part of the EU, and Norway is tricky. So it was something that we actually were doing some special things with for a while, and we stopped. So maybe Debbie can answer. I know that there have been a few Norwegians that have wanted to order product, and I think Debbie also has something to say about the PLC. So if you want to hit *6, Debbie, you can maybe answer both those questions real quick.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
You're on.
Okay. I did want to let everyone know that they actually have specials over there in Europe currently, but it's not limited to PLC members. But they do offer something every month that's a buy three, get one free. They've been doing that forever, and usually it depends on what quantity of stock they have when they ship over, and that's how they sometimes choose what product is each month. With regards to Norway, they're going to currently be serviced through Europe as well. At one point, they did try to service them through the United States, but now it's gone back to be servicing through Europe, but they are having some difficulties shipping products into there, so it's a work in progress right now.
So hopefully we don't regress with the UK into a similar situation since they exited the EU, but I think that's going to be several years down the road and, you know, whatever. So things are definitely trickier for Norway. So I would mostly focus on EU countries if you can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Good question. Anything else? Going once, going twice, otherwise we're going to talk about convention. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the presentation mode. All right, cool. So I wanted to go over some of the things we're going to be introducing at convention. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that we're going to be doing beyond this, but I want to kind of group and bundle these things in a way because it's going to lead into my training as well. So I'm very excited that we're going to have a couple of new videos. We're going to have a product video. We're going to have a business video. Certainly that's been the feedback as people have done Healthy Happy Hours that they stop the video midway through the video. The current video is over, the old video, I should say, not the Farm to Family, but the Transformation Experience video is over 21 minutes. So I think both of these videos will be in the neighborhood of 8 minutes. So we're going to chop a solid 5 minutes off. It's going to have a lot of testimonials and, I'm just really excited about, I think that's part of what I want to share here is, the idea of taking the best of what we had along with, a new direction as well. So, you know, we continue to get smarter and we continue to you know, try as best as we can to keep what worked and to, you know, find new ways to do things even better. And I think that these videos may be ultimately kind of right in the middle. And that's oftentimes stuff that happens as you swing the pendulum. So we started out with animated videos, these really fun little teaser animated videos. I'm sure you've all seen them. They're 3 minutes long or so. And that was enough to get people excited and energized, but they didn't know what to do, and it took a lot of work for the person in the living room to, you know, to promote and sell and close somebody. Then we swung the pendulum all the way to the transformation experience, where we tried to make it a push and play all in one, ended up being kind of a 21-minute bit of a monster with lots of details. It was a great video. We had a lot of growth during that phase as well, but, you know, probably too much. And so now we have the Farm to Family video. It was never really intended to be a closing video. It was kind of more of a philosophy video, but I know a lot of people are using that in their healthy happy hours. That's a good length. Definitely, you know, gets people's energy and positivity up, but there's not enough meat to really explain how to do the business or what the business is, because it wasn't intended to be that. So we've kind of danced around. You know, we've hit all the different parts in the circle, but now we got to hit the bullseye. And I think that's what these two new videos will be, is the bullseye of, you know, a product presentation and a business presentation that's going to be awesome. Now, we're talking about healthy happy hours. Another thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be introducing a new Core 3 brochure, and that Core 3 brochure is going to include Core 3 Daily, Core 3 Transformation, and Core 3 Athletes. So we're using that Core 3 umbrella, that Core 3 brand, to cover all parts of the main introductory of the products. And we've talked about that, and you know, as well, that, again, just looking at swinging the pendulum, we were transformation, transformation, transformation. Then we were Core 3, Core 3, Core 3, you know, daily, basically. And I think now we're going to bring it back into the middle, where we take the best of the Core 3 Daily, the best of the transformation, kind of put it under one new, you know, better presentation. And one of the things we're going to do as well with this brochure is include some support tips right in the brochure. So I think we're going to make an all-in-one brochure. So you can imagine, as somebody does the 8-minute video in the living room with the Healthy Happy Hour, they share their own story, or maybe two or three people's stories, but they, you know, share the success that people have had on the product, and you can hand out this literature piece. And the way that the product video ends is it says, really, you just have one question and answer, which is, which Core 3 do you want to try? Do you want to try the daily, the transformation, or the athletes? And then you get this brochure, this literature piece, that's going to have the whole concept of the Core 3, and it's going to have the daily, the transformation, and the athletes. So you can see the pictures of people, and you can see some before and afters, and you can see the support, and you can say, oh, that's the one I want. So it's kind of this idea of pick your path, and I think that's a really important concept. And then we're also going to have a new Prosper magazine. So hoping everybody has gotten their interviews and gotten all their information over to Kate and Lindsay over in Prosper. And I've been seeing lots of spreads. They look fantastic. So it's going to be fun to be, you know, featuring lots of new crowns and lots of new people. And, you know, so I think our Prosper magazine is going to be as good or better than our last one. And the last one was pretty fantastic. I mean, we've gotten so many positive comments about the Prosper. I think the only issue with Prosper was just we didn't really get it into enough people's hands, and I think it really needs to become a central part of the method of operation with Healthy Happy Hour. So you've got your videos that are going to be brand new. You're going to have your Core 3 brochure with some support information that's going to be brand new. You're going to have your Prosper magazine, which is going to be brand new, and then you're going to have a tear pad, and the tear pad's going to be really simple. It's going to be kind of pick your path, daily, transformation, or athletes. And then pick your pack, 5 gift cards, 50 gift cards, or unlimited gift cards. So it's going to be really simple for people, after they watch both videos, to be able to say, I am an athlete and I want 50 gift cards. Or I am a daily person and I want 5 gift cards. Or I'm a transformation person and I want unlimited gift cards. And so all of those tools are going to work together in a really powerful way. And you know, we haven't had a system as complete as that and as new as that and as successful as that. So I know that, you know, sometimes we get enamored with the idea of, like, big vision, big new product, big new, big new, big new, But the reality is, on the ground, day to day, if we can make the tools all line up and we can make everything work together in systems that, we already have that already work, then we're going to be able to be very effective. So I'm confident that the healthy happy hour method of operation is going to be way more successful than right now. We've got the Farm the Family video. We've got the Core 3 brochure. Some people still show the transformation animated video. We've got the tear pad that's got some add-ons. There's a lot of confusion as to how to go from A to B to C to D. And I raise my hand and say, hey, you know, I've got to change this. And we've got to take the best of what we had, learn what we need, and put it all together in the simple, most efficient way. And I'm very confident that we're going to have a great process for Healthy Happy Hour. So I'm really excited. Everyone who's going to be at convention is going to get a clear understanding and walk away with everything they need to build with Healthy Happy Hours. The next thing is social media. We've had great success on lots of teams with social media. We've had a social media kind of inner circle team that's been working directly with Sound Concepts. Sound Concepts has done social media guides for several companies, and we've really pushed them hard to come up with some fresh and new content on top of the great ideas that our, you know, social media leaders have provided. So I am confident that when people get this social media guide, they'll be able to see how to share in the right way and how to promote in the right way and how to build, you know, Facebook groups in the right way. And there's some expert tips as well as some kind of real basic stuff and stuff on how to create a video and everything that somebody needs to be successful on social media. That's all being shared kind of individually and one-off and takes a lot of your time. Boom, they just spend $19.99 and, you know, they've got everything they need and they're good to go. So people will be able to walk away, you know, with the social media guide that they need to be successful. Another method of operation that we've had success with is texting and phone calls. And so I'm really excited to announce that we are going to have a new phone app, and we're going to be switching away from FragMob. And the main reason that we're doing that, or the main benefit that this new phone app has compared to what FragMob had always promised us but never delivered, is the ability to share any kind of media, video or brochure or PDF or audio. They can share any kind of media, but especially video, via text, via social media, any kind of way, but especially via text. And when somebody watches that video, there's a smart link that goes directly back to you, and you receive a text saying, David Litt is watching your video. And so that's going to make prospecting so much more fun and so much more efficient. And there, we have a really big vision for this app as a central part of how we do business. But, you know, because it's a little bit last minute, it's something that we're going to just kind of implement at convention, more just the multimedia sharing. But there's definitely some really interesting ideas as to how to have this phone app and new features on the phone app be a central part of how we enroll somebody and how we build a business. So in addition, this phone app is going to have hundreds of social media squares, just inspirational sayings and statements from, you know, different leaders, Abraham Lincoln and, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. and, you know, all these kinds of things, you know, positive, motivational sayings and statements. And we're going to continue to add with some of our new marketing people to create more social squares for events and for recognition and other things to help you to be able to post, again, more efficiently and more easily. Everybody on this phone is awesome at doing all of those things. It's just a matter of people 2 and 3 and 5 and 8 levels down from you, are they sharing the right stuff on social media? Are they, you know, texting and following up in the right way? And so we're going to make it way more efficient with this phone app to, number one, prospect. And number two, because the link is a smart link that alerts you if somebody looked at something, you can even send somebody the game plan tear pad, or you could even send somebody the Healthy Happy Hour training video and a brand new person, and you'll know whether they watched it. You'll know whether they opened it up. So I think that as we understand how this app works, I think we're going to be able to find different ways to make our lives more efficient in promoting and training. That's going to be really exciting. So, again, people who text, people who do three-way phone calls, I'm confident that we're going to have some improved way of doing business. And then the last thing is we're going to be doing sampling. So we're going to have these 30 packs of samples. They're in the new biodegradable material. It's a great statement for us as a company to, you know, to have this, you know, environmental, you know, leading edge concept from David Sandoval that he found. And, you know, and also from a practical standpoint, it's way simpler if you're standing in a bank line or if you're on an airplane. You know, yes, a gift card is cool, but, you know, just to be able to crack open a little, you know, a little sample and give somebody 4 ounces of drink right then and there, and then give them the back of the, you know, the piece that they can keep, write your gift card code in there, you know, it's going to be a nice little marketing tool that will open up another way of doing business. So what I want to do actually is keep the training pretty short, but roll into, since I've covered this pretty deeply, the training portion, and then open it up for a longer period of questions. And the reason I want to talk about the training portion is to talk about the idea of our different ways of doing business, healthy happy hours, social media, texting and phone calling, and sampling. We really have three currently, and with the sampling, it's going to be the fourth way to do business. And this is a concept that I think is really important that we get our heads around collectively as a way to be more successful as a group. We have so many part-time people, and I think what's happening is that we have people who do this. They do a healthy happy hour, maybe once every couple months. They join the Thursday night call, maybe every other week. They post on social media, maybe, you know, 3-4 times a week. They, you know, make a list of people and look at it once a week. And so they're doing little parts and pieces of all of these different methods of operation and spreading themselves thin versus driving deep in a single way of doing business. And so my strong recommendation to you, and I'd be really interested in the feedback you get if this is something you choose to train on this month, because it may be something that we talk about at convention since we're improving our methods of operation, each of them so much, is I would love, you know, to say, here, if you're going to be doing healthy happy hours and if you're going to be part-time, let me say this, if you're going to be part-time and you want to earn enough product, you know, money to pay for your product, if you want to get rid of 5 gift cards or 10 gift cards, if you're just doing this kind of as a hobby but you want to try it out, stick your toe in the water, you should choose one method of operation, whether it's healthy happy hours, whether it's social media, whether it's texting and phone calling, whether it's handing out samples, which we don't have right now, but we'll just pick one method of operation. So if you're going to do healthy happy hours, you're going to do healthy happy hours 2 or 3 times a month, and you're going to do that for 2 or 3 months, and you're going to build a real healthy happy hour kind of mentality. You're going to get better at healthy happy hours. You're going to, you know, get people used to showing up at your home, and then you're going to be able to spin off some people that choose to do the same thing that you've done because you're enjoying it. You're having fun. You love having people in your home. This is how you want to build your business. Or if you choose to do social media, that you're going to be posting 2 or 3 times a day. You're going to be creating some videos. You're going to be gathering content. You're going to be creating interest. You're going to be asking questions. You're going to be jumping on other people's pages to comment. You're going to be utilizing social media as a way to build your business and as a strategy, and that's the one thing you focus on. If you're texting and calling, then you're going to be using your phone. You're going to be sending out, you know, videos. You're going to be tracking what's happening. You're going to be utilizing three-way phone calling. You're going to be using the Thursday night calls. You're going to be doing Zoom calls. You're going to be doing that method of operation. So if you want to earn a little bit, you do one. If you want to be serious part-time, then you need to pick 2. And if you want to be a diamond or above, and if you're really ultimately looking to get to crown and you want to be full-time, then you need to pick 3. And you need to be doing 2 to 3 healthy happy hours a month. and you need to be posting on social media 2 or 3 times a day, and you need to be, you know, texting and calling and doing all three. But I think it's where we lose people is that we have too many part-timers that do a little of this and a little of that and a little of this, and they never get good at anything. They never feel satisfaction at anything. They never walk people through that same process that they've done. And so they're not duplicating because they're not enrolling enough people, nor are they really teaching people what they've done to be successful, because they kind of don't know what they've done to be successful, because maybe one person comes in on a healthy happy hour, another person comes in on a 3-way phone call, and another person comes in from Facebook, and it's kind of a little bit random. And so I think that that's an opportunity that we have when we relaunch our Healthy Happy Hour program with all these great new videos and Core 3 brochure and Prosper Magazine and CarePad and an opportunity with our new social media guide and with our phone app for texting and with our sampling program. We're going to have 4 awesome ways to share our message, share our business, promote, you know, our opportunity. And I think that it'd be something that'd be great to try out this month to see if you can find some part-time people to really dive deep into one of the 4 methods of operation. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and open this up with a *6, and then I've got one more thing at the end that I think you'll find very exciting, but I've been talking for a good long while. So *6 if you have any comments or questions.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ian. How are you, man?
Good.
Hey, listen, I have a quick question about the sampling program. As you know, as a nutritional broker, I had a lot of samples when I was running around the health food stores, and it was very successful. From our marketing standpoint, is there going to be PD attached to the sampling program? So if our members buy lots of samples, is that going to be part of their 50, 100, or 200 purchase requirement?
So there will be some BV on the samples, so we haven't figured out the exact program yet, but basically the idea is by putting a smaller amount of powder, just enough to make 4 ounces of a drink, you know, it will keep the price of the samples pretty low. And so, you know, I think that's kind of step number one is how do we keep the price of the bullets pretty low? And then step number two is can we put some BV on top of it? You know, most of our other quote-unquote tools, like the phone app and things like that, the Dreams platform, doesn't have any BV. You know, our goal is to get people using it to go share. But I think that the samples will have some BV on it. But that's not going to be, in my opinion, the main way that you're going to be making money. I think the main way you're going to be making money is if you can have people sharing 2 samples a day, and if that's the method of operation that we promote it, and somebody is outgoing like you and is outgoing like Joel Calandrillo and is outgoing like Eric Mish and is outgoing that way, and they're open to just talking to somebody on the street, they're going to have a tool that they'll be able to use and do. And, you know, and really try to drive this idea of 2 a day, 2 a day, 2 a day, 2 a day. And, you know, that'll put them in contact with new people and grow their business.
I mean, David, if I could just share with the Crown team here. Folks, listen, I have a lot of experience with sampling. I mean, I built a multi-million-dollar territory with sampling, you know, sampling. This really works. And right now, I mean, you know, listen, the gift card conversation is awesome, but that sample aspect is powerful, and I think this is going to be explosive with the number of products that are going to be sampleable.
Yeah, so that's the thing that I'm excited about, too, is I know that some people are in love with healthy happy hours, and other people aren't. I know some people are in love with social media, and other people aren't. I know some people are in love with sampling, and other people aren't. Some people are in love with texting and, you know, 3-way calls, and other people aren't. So I think as a Crown, you kind of got to be in love with all of it. But importantly, you know, you can find somebody and give them some options, kind of like we're doing with, you know, the daily, the transformation, and the athlete, you know, is to give people some different tracks to run on and help them to be successful no matter whether they're doing healthy happy hours or handing out samples or doing social media. It doesn't matter. So good comments, Ian, and that's where I, you know, that's why I think when somebody asks me, you know, why do I think we're going to be successful coming out of convention, my answer is I think our story has always been awesome. I think our products have always been awesome. And now I think we're going to have four more serious unified methods of operation to let people mm-hmm. run.
Right on.
Cool. Okay. And it's star six. Anybody else have any questions, comments about what I shared? Going once, going twice.
Hey, David.
Yep.
David, it's Christine. Hey, just to piggyback on what Ian just said, I think if you were to consider more, you know, a better PV or, you know, better point system on the sampling, you're going to get some people really excited about getting out there and ordering, you know, more samples when they see money coming into their bank account through their effort, through doing that in their downline. I think it's going to be exciting. I think people are going to see it, and the points are going to roll up, and I think it's going to create a new launch, if you will, and excitement, you know, PV equaling, you know, money in the account.
Well, we'll talk with the field advisory board. Obviously, the more BV we put on a product, the higher the price. So it's just a matter of, you know, how, you know, the person who's doing the sampling, they're going to want the lowest price, period, because they're going to want to hand out samples and they don't want it to be expensive. The upline, of course, is going to want to have some BV on it because, you know, they would love to get paid when that product is moving. So I think it's just a balance of, you know, how do we keep the price low and you know, where do we balance it? So I'm open for the field advisory board, giving them a couple of options on, you know, here, you know, it could be whatever, $40 and 10 BV, or it could be $50 and 25 BV, or it could be $60 and, you know, 50 BV, and you guys choose. So, you know, I'm just making those numbers up, but I mean, that's the way it goes, is the higher the price, the higher BV, and the higher the BV, the higher the price.
Okay.
I mean, the money doesn't fall from trees, so if we're paying out more to the upline, which is cool, then, you know, then the price has to be higher, right? So I think it's just a philosophy question of, as a Crown team, as a field advisory board team, as an upline team, you know, do you want more people handing out more samples because they're cheap, or do you want to be making more money because when samples go out the door that you're, you know, that you're getting paid when somebody buys some samples? So
I can go either way.
So,
hey, David,
okay, cool.
Rachel.
Yep.
Just really quick, just a comment. I just wanted to say that I'm super stoked, like Ian, about the samples, and I think it's a game changer, and I think it's going to create a huge amount of momentum in our business and make virtual healthy happy hours that much more spicy. So thank you.
Nice. Good. Well, cool. Well, I think that's going to be our challenge collectively as well, is to make sure that we're using the right tools for the right reasons and to teach people how to do sampling the best way. So I don't think that we 100% know how to do sampling the best way, but we'll come out of the gates trying to figure it out, kind of, and then get better and better and better as people learn how to approach people and what to say and how to hand out the sample and when to use it and all that kind of stuff. But I agree. I think it's going to be, you know, we've got some better tasting products now too. So, you know, we're continuing to add on, you know, and some of the new launches will be, you know, kind of better tasting versions of some older products. So, you know, we're going to continue to try to address the marketplace, which, you know, has a desire for taste, that, you know, we want our products to taste good, even though they're pure.
Hey, David.
Okay.
Doreen.
Yeah. Hi, Doreen.
I just wanted to say a comment, too, that I'd love the idea of the sampling packet. Some of my team members right now have been handing out samples of the aminos to like athletes, and they're noticing a difference, you know, like day one, day two, just by taking a couple of aminos, and it's, you know, really helped them to enroll those athletes by just giving out a couple of samples. So I love the idea of the sampling.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's interesting because aminos are not one of the products that we're coming out of the gate with as samples, so that's something that we probably need to look at. So thanks for sharing that because, you know, that's not, you know, I think it's a good idea, but that's not what we're doing day one. So that's interesting. So thanks for your comment on that.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, it's April. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so quick question, just not based off the samples, but since we're talking about tools, I was wondering, can you let us know a little bit about the Bragg book you talked about a little bit? Have we been working on that at all, or are we going to have anything together by convention time?
We aren't. No. So I think that at this point, we're going to try to put some before and afters in the Core 3 brochure, and I would imagine that depending upon kind of the reception to the Core 3 brochure, the reception to the social media guide, that we'd probably be looking at a Bragg book for January.
Okay, so it's definitely still in the works, just not together yet. Now, are you asking for anybody on ADD?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's a good idea, so when you say it's definitely still in the works, it's been put on hold, that we felt like, you know, when we looked at the method of operation that we needed to institute, that videos, that a Core 3 brochure, that phone app, that all of these things were higher priority. So
right.
I like the idea for sure. So, yeah, but at this point.
So would you be opposed to maybe me throwing some sort of sampling together? Because here's my thought process. So, you know, I know not we want this to be duplicatable. I know not everyone, you know, is into selling or contracting, but now that we have this in-care line, the kids' care line, you know, obviously our product line alone, you know, what I used to do prior to is marketing for the beauty industry, and we had a quote-unquote Bragg book that we had letters from clients and obviously, you know, examples of, you know, what we were doing, and I was able to cold call, you know, and I think that there's a lot of people or enough people who could take interest in the fact that, you know, look at all these wellness centers, spas, skincare centers, like, places that we could cold call and have a Bragg book, per se, you know, that we could show them on the spot, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I'd be down to definitely, like, try to put something together. I mean, if it's something you guys can't do, you know, if it's not a priority right now, maybe getting some sort of, you know, stereo or some sort of, you know, sampling of what the Bragg book would look like or what it could look like and work from there, because I think that could be great for a lot of our, you know, people who have people on their team who are entrepreneurs or maybe do have marketing backgrounds or maybe do have relationships with people in the wellness world or skincare world or what have you.
Yeah, so, I mean, a couple comments. Number one, certainly if that's something you want to do, I think that's a great idea. I know that most people have photos on their phone or, you know, have some sort of, you know, kind of before and after, you know, go-to piece that they use. So whether it's on their phone, whether it's on their iPad, whether it's a piece of paper, printed out, most people are doing some little version of that. And obviously having a big version would be way better. So I think that, you know, part of the question and maybe potentially with the phone app that, you know, we might be able to do something like that even more easily in electronic version versus print or maybe both. So the good news is that we're doing more and more stuff with Sound Concepts, so it kind of extends
right.
our marketing ability. They're the ones who did the Bragg book originally for some other company. So
right.
I think that, you know, for you know, I mean, I can't look beyond convention at this moment, but it's a great idea. It's something that had been on the table, and I would imagine if you're asking me, I think it's something we could probably get done for January. Now, as far as the categories go, you know, I think that the three main categories would be daily, transformation, and athletes, although we might
mm-hmm.
at the back of the book have some skincare or some kids stuff as well. But, you know, right now, of course, we're driving the business primarily through these three core three concepts of you know, daily transformation
right.
and
that's
athletes.
That's kind of what
so,
I visualize. I definitely visualize, obviously, the making that the meat and potatoes of the Bragg book and definitely obviously throwing in there because the fact of the matter is the beauty industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry as well, obviously, so are kids.
Sure.
And obviously making that the meat and potatoes. But I think that kind of keeping it old school and having something in print is more so what I'm going, you know, my
sure.
visualizing. So
yeah. Well, I think it's
okay.
a great idea. And so if you want to, you know, do something for your team. I think that's a great idea. I know for I owned a spa. My spa, I had two different books. I had a one that looked like a wedding album that was really formal, uh-huh. that had all kinds of information, and then I had an informal one that was just, you know, it was the plastic sheets, and you shove in the pictures, and, you know, and I could constantly be updating kind of my latest and greatest uh-huh. testimonials. So, yeah, right. I understand the power for sure of showing the pictures, and thanks for keeping that on the radar for sure, but it's just not going to be for convention.
Yeah, that's totally fine. So just any crown who's on the line, if you guys happen to have any spa or gym or wellness center who really implements this in and would be able to have some sort of recommendation for the program or the company, feel free to reach out, and I'd love to put it in the sample I've put together.
Cool. Okay, well, good. Well, we'll keep that on the list for sure, so thanks for bringing that up again. Well, we're heading toward the top of the hour. I've got one more important announcement before we end the call, but I think we have time for one or two more questions, comments, anything else about Healthy Happy Hour, social media, phone app, training on diving deep versus jumping across different methods of operation. What is it that you have questions about or want to comment on? Going once, going twice. All righty. I'm going to go put this into presentation mode. Okay, so before I give you the special announcement here, I need to say that you're probably getting contacted by a couple of people you may never have heard of before, and they are a couple of our new staff members. So we've hired three new people. One of them is named Amelia. She is our new copywriter. One of them is named Erica. She's an assistant for Debbie and for Rodney. So she helps with kind of events and sales stuff. And then we have another person in the corporate office named Jessica, who's a new designer. So we've got three new people. And like I said, along with Sound Concepts helping us out, we did an outside firm for the logo. You know, you can see that Dave and Amy have really invested in sales and marketing here over the last 90 days. And that's good news for us. So, you know, we're hopeful that we're going to deliver some really good stuff for convention, but more importantly, in the future, I think our communications and other things are going to get better and better. But we need your help. We need your partnership. So I know you guys are all busy. I know you've got 100 things going on. But Amelia is contacting you because she needs content for Breakout. So if you're one of the people who are kind of the owners of the 13 different Breakouts, there's the Spanish one plus the 12 others, you know, she's been reaching out to make sure that, you know, she understands whether you need handouts, don't need handouts, you know, PowerPoints, or, you know, kind of how you're, how we can help you to have success. So you may be getting contacted by Amelia, and then the other person is Erica. So Erica is going to be contacting you primarily about your Crown slideshow. So for everybody but Skyler, you know, you've had a Crown slideshow once, but if you want to freshen up your pictures, if you got some new photos that you want to include, we need those. And then also, the thing that we're going to do a little differently this year with our Crown slideshow, which was a recommendation from the Field Advisory Board, is to have one slide or two slides, depending on your rank, that's a thank you slide, so you can thank either in generic terms, like I want to thank my entire team, or I want to thank the corporate office, or you could thank specific people, you know, the leaders in each of your main legs. So it helps to, number one, allow you to communicate that in a way that is exactly how you want to communicate it, and number two is that, you know, you won't forget somebody kind of on the spot as you're starting to shout out names and stuff like that. And it also speeds things up because, you know, shouting out names, you know, takes up time. So that's one thing that's a little different, but if you want any new photos, please let her know. And then also the speaker guide, you know, I think she's gathering up the content for the write-ups for the speaker guide. So I think we have, you know, some info on most of the people, but not everybody. So Anything you can do to hit those deadlines for breakout content, anything you can do to hit those deadlines for photos and speaker guide content and all, it's very hard for you to understand what it takes to put on a convention of this size with, you know, videos and tear pads and phone apps and social media and PowerPoints and all that. So I know that you're busy, and we're doing the best we can to allocate the work out, and, you know, I would hate to see somebody not have the PowerPoints that they want to have or a handout that they want to have. I would hate to see somebody not be in the speaker guide or not have the photos that they want, but I can guarantee you, if you hit your deadlines, we're going to deliver. If you don't hit your deadlines, I can't guarantee that we're going to deliver. So please, 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 when Amelia or Erica, you know, reaches out to you, do the best you can to give them what you need, or to at least communicate pretty regularly and effectively with them if you're not going to be able to hit a deadline. So anyway, lots going on, lots of fun, and the special announcement is this, is that Crown Dinner is going to be awesome. We're going to have an awesome Crown Dinner, and for those of you who haven't realized, you know, we have chosen a new logo and we have not unveiled that yet. So our plan is to unveil the new logo at Crown Dinner in a little secret ceremony and let you walk away with an item that is, you know, has the new logo on it, which we would expect you to keep secret through the next morning when we will be unveiling it to the rest of the field. So Crown Dinner is going to be awesome, and then Crown Trip is going to be awesome. So we have not signed the contract yet, but it looks like our Crown Trip is going to be in Kauai, and it's going to be at a fantastic property. And one of the things that we're going to do, in addition to the ability for people to get there, all expenses paid by qualifying for Crown 8 of 11 months, is Dave and Amy have agreed to giving a $750 credit for any month that you qualify as a Crown, starting from January 1st through November 30th. So any month that you qualify at Crown, if you don't hit 8 of 11 months, you're going to get a $750 credit towards your Crown Trip. So it looks like the Crown Trip will be $3,000 for the first person, $2,000 for the second person in that room, plus airfare. But if you qualify for Crown 2 or 3 or 4 months, especially if you're a single person, you know, you can get most of your Crown Trip paid for. So, you know, each year we see, you know, the Crown Trip as a different qualifications in different ways. And obviously, you know, this year, I think you're all aware, you know, has been not the type of growth that we had in 2014 and in 2015. And, you know, we just want to acknowledge that. And certainly we have a whole bunch of people who have qualified already or certainly on their way to qualifying for the Crown Trip, which is awesome. But for those